It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jessica Haro with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. And, you know, they do great things in the summertime as well. They have all kinds of fun programs that they go do. We're talking field trips. We're talking going to the wave pool. The one thing that they try and do with the majority of their programs and things in the summertime is get outdoors. And that's the most important thing. So we're going to talk with Jessica about really, we're going to start with getting some background on the Boys and Girls Club. What all they do down there for your kids and to help them out. Then we'll get into programs. And then, you know, nobody wants to hear this, but in a couple of months, we're going to be talking about getting ready to go back to school. And that's when they start up their school programs as well. So we'll talk about all of that with Jessica here over the next little while. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you again.
It's great. We just talked about that. Probably been a couple of years that you've been in here. Quakey Taboni, who runs the club down there, out on maternity leave. So congratulations to her. So we get to talk to Jessica today, which is a good thing, too.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting to be back. Price, I love deeply.
So let's talk about the club itself. You know, we always spend time in talking about, you know, the one great thing that I like about Boys and Girls Club during the school year is that everybody goes and everybody has to get homework and everything caught up first before they can do anything else. But that, after all the homework's done, that's when the fun starts, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about some of the different things that you guys do down there during the school year, and we'll kind of morph that into the summertime as well.
Yeah. So as an after-school program, yes, our focus is definitely on making sure that our kids are not falling behind academically, but most importantly, providing them a safe place that they feel that they can come to, have fun, and that they have adults in their life that are there to support them and also expose them to perhaps experiences that they may not have thought of before. And so that is a big focus with our programming, to let them have an opportunity to try something that could potentially open up a new hobby or passion for them.
Well, and as I said, the great thing is it's all about homework help and things like that. And you guys, during the school year, and I would assume during the summertime as well, you do all kinds of fun like STEM projects and things like that. But you were also saying that as part of this summer program, and we'll jump into that right now, you guys get to leave the club there for a little while and do some fun things. So let's talk about that, and then let's talk about the fee and what all that gets somebody.
Yeah. So with our summer programming, I mean, the kids just wrapped up months of school and we all want to have fun. And so we want to get them out of the building. We want to get them outside, get some of that energy out and make some fun summer memories, you know, classic childhood memories that we all have. And so for the summer, we have some exciting things coming up. We have field trips going out to the Swell. We are going to be going out on mountain biking and teaching those kids that may have never been mountain biking before. And along with that as well is still that academic portion. We all know there's that summer learning gap and that summer learning loss. And so also providing support in that. We know statistics show us that all kids right now are not proficient with math and reading. So we want to support youth in that aspect as well.
And so you work on those things. And really, like we were talking about before we came on the air, the fee for the summer programs is really not a lot. It's $20 for the whole summer. And that gets them included in all of the programs. They can go to as many of them as they want to. You know, you said that there may be another fee if you go to the wave pool. You're not sure how that'll work out, but just all kinds of, for the most part, everything is included in that $20. And maybe there's something that, you know, that's included that people may not even realize or be aware of, because we talk all the time about the fact that, you know, kids need that social aspect of getting out, being with other people and being with their friends and those kinds of things. So that's another big focus at the club, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We never want finances to be a hurdle or a barrier for families and youth to receive the services and programs that we provide. And so that $20 provides all of summer programming, everything that we have to offer. And in addition, a perk to being a club member for those kids is we have licensed therapists that also provide group and individual therapy, and that comes free to being a club member. So that $20 covers so much.
It really does. And sometimes they just need somebody to talk to that isn't mom and dad, really. And that's,
yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. And that's another great thing that is offered. You know, it's not something that is required. It's just offered. If it's needed, it's there at the club too. And your $20 fee for the whole summer covers that. That's amazing. Another great thing that we always talk about when we talk about your summer programs is, you know, your community service. And you guys are always a big part of International Days, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. What do we got on tap this year for International Days?
We're still working those out, but we're really looking forward to be a part of it, and also having our youth a part of it too, to learn to be a part of that community and to give back to the community as well.
And they always have a lot of fun doing those things. All right, now for the bad part, if there is such a thing as the bad part. You know, it'll be a couple of months, like I said, and we'll be talking about going back to school. Mm-hmm. And you guys will be signing up for the regular, you know, summer programs and those kinds of things. I know you don't want to think about those yet, but are we looking at like maybe the first or the second week in August to sign up? Is that how it's going to kind of go?
Yeah, so we'll try to probably open up registration for the school year like mid to late July. And for the school year as well, it's also just another $20, and that covers the entire school year, all programs, and same thing with that therapy. It covers everything.
And the great thing, too, is they've got a brand new building. Mm-hmm. They've just done a lot of work to it. Go down and check out the club. That's my, you know, my piece of advice to you. If you've got questions about it, go down there, check it out, ask some questions, or if you just want to set up a time and have your kid come down there with you, you can give them a call. What's the number down there, Jessica?
The number is 435-637-6066.
And they will answer all those questions for you. Going to be a lot of fun coming down the road for the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. If you've got any questions, just give them a call or just go on in and see them at their new location there on First North in Price, right across the street from So Delicious. You can't miss them. Mm-hmm. So hop on in there and check everything out. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. It was good seeing you, and have a great summer.
Thank you. You as well.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.